Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, Lucina features songs released in 1970, 1971, and 1972. We'll start with The Temptations, then Michael Jackson, The Jackson 5, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, Diana Ross, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and Diana Ross with The Jackson 5. First up this half hour, a pretty song, Just My Imagination, ran away with me right here on Motown Memories.
Stay through my window, I watch her as she passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy to have a girl like her. It's truly a dream. Just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination running away with me. Ooh, soon we'll be married and raise a family. This couldn't be a dream or too real, it all seems. But it was just my imagination once again running away with me. I tell you, it was just my imagination.
Tell you where I'm at. Tom Fallon.
1970.
ABC, and that reached number one in the U.S. pop charts and number one in the rhythm blues charts in 1970. Before that, Michael Jackson, on his own and also with the Jackson 5 at this time. That was I Want to Be What You Are, and that reached number 16 on the pop charts and number two in the rhythm blues charts in 1972. And we started with the Temptations smash hit, Just My Imagination, Run Away With Me, and that reached number one in the pop charts and number one in the rhythm blues charts in 1971. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all songs released in 1970, 1971, and 1972. Well, coming up, a song that had more success in the UK than the US, The Onion Song with Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. The Onion Song was originally assigned to Diana Ross and the Supremes, and the song was reassigned to Marvin and Tammy in early 1969. Tammy Terrell, at that time, was suffering from a brain tumor, and she was unable to perform on stage after an October 1967 performance, where she fell before being carried off stage by Marvin for medical treatment. She found out she had brain cancer, a result of Terrell experiencing headaches since childhood. Tammy Terrell recorded this song in the studio using a wheelchair. Well, the song reflected social consciousness, and it became Marvin and Tammy's biggest hit in the UK, entering the singles chart there on 15 November 1969 and peaking at number 9. Tammy Terrell died on March 16, 1970 at age 24, just prior to the song's release. Here is Marvin and Tammy, The Onion Song, right here on Motown.
1970.
The world is just a great big onion. And hey,
hear all the spices that make you fly. Oh, baby.
And the only way to get free of this great big onion
is to plant love seeds until it dies.
Hey world, we got a great big job to do. Yeah, we need you and everybody pull us through. Oh, you know we got to clean up this place and reach for a high. Oh yeah.
Yes, we do now. We gotta be headstrong about righting the wrong and make a lot more happy souls. Oh,
oh, baby, the world is just a great big onion, and I don't care if the face people like to wear.
Yes,
oh,
it is,
baby.
And the only way to get real of this great big onion,
every single soul's got to do their share.
Tell about it, baby.
Uh-huh.
So come on, let's knock on every door. Woo. Tell them love is the answer, whether they're rich or poor. Oh yeah, now we don't care what you do, how you look, or your status and claim, baby.
No, no,
woo.
Because brothers and sisters, from now on, is gonna be everyone's name. Oh,
oh.
The world is just a great.
A great big onion.
Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
1971.
I want the love that you deny me, that I need so desperately. The tenderness that you possess, you've deprived me. Must pay for the lonely nights that I've walked the floor for you. And don't you know that you must arrest all the tear stains on my face? So you know that I'm taking my case to the highest court of love, and these are some of the charges you'll be found guilty of. You've used me and abused me till I felt like I wanted to die. You created a need in me that only you.
Give it to me.
Ross with Surrender, and they reached number 38 on the U.S. pop charts and number 16 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1971. And we started with Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, The Onion Song, number 15 on the pop charts and number 18 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring all records released in 1970, 1971, and 1972. Well, coming up, a song from 1972, the last 45 that was released from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, We've Come Too Far to Let It End Now. Well, Smokey originally wanted to leave the Miracles in late 1969 to spend more time as the vice president of Motown and also more time with his family. In 1972, Smokey finally made good on his promise to leave the Miracles, and they started a six-month tour, which ended in July 1972 at Washington, D.C. He later introduced Billy Griffin as his official replacement. Well, the series of final live Motown concerts with Smokey Robinson were released by Motown on the double album called Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, 1957 to 1972. About after that final tour, Miracles' Pete Moore stated, quote, "We had 12 farewell engagements playing to sold-out houses. It was amazing," unquote. Also released that year was the group's final studio album with Smokey called Flying High Together, and its lead single is coming up. We've Come Too Far to End It Now, right here on Motown. Oh,
1971.
That song was Feeling All Right, taken from Diana's TV special in 1971. We started with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles' last 45. We've come too far to let it end now. And then reached number 46 on the pop charts and number 9 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1972. Well, this hour, we featured some great songs from three big years, 1970, 1971, and 1972. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.